Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and 6:06 on the 20th of July, and a few big stories out there, probably the big one that you'll hear in the media right now, although there's a couple of cycling around. The Donald has apparently attacked the record of servicemen and servicewomen. And he seems unrepentant. He insulted John McCain, which is probably totally understandable, bearing in mind that he has supported McCain in the past and that, frankly, McCain has gone after him as being a representative of the party. But at the same time, Trump went way overboard by claiming that it was better to be a war hero who was not captured, which is somewhat nonsensical, but Trump has the quality of lashing back at anyone who criticizes him. And so other news, there was a massive storm down in Southern California and flooding. Amazing flooding down there, and the road to Arizona was washed out, which is just as well, because about 80 miles away from Phoenix, there was 4.65 inches that came down in 1 hour. So there's been a lot of storm. It hasn't quite made it all the way to Las Cruces yet, but it's a little bit farther up in the north. I've got a few clips from this, though. It is unbelievable. It's broken records in Los Angeles and caused a lot of havoc in Southern California.
Well, heavy rain turned dangerous in San Diego, actually washing out roads, tearing down trees, even bringing down a bridge. Roads, cars underwater, manholes, sinkholes reported. Desert center of California, a bridge collapsing, trapping a truck beneath the debris. Fire officials say this is some of the heaviest rain they've ever seen.
I've worked here for almost 17 years, and I've seen that Alvarado Creek fill up and get pretty high and flowing really good, but never to the point where it got this high and coming over the road and almost into the trailer parks.
San Diego seeing more rainfall than it's ever seen in the month of July. I-10 still closed just outside of Palm Springs because of a 30-foot chunk of bridge collapse.
And so here is another one on the Southern Cal rains.
So we talk about it all the time, El Nino, but what is...
Actually, that one is on El Nino. I'll get to that next, but here is the flooding in Los Angeles. Be that as it may. Had to reboot a few minutes ago, but anyway, here's from El Nino, what's going to happen in this... in the east, but I've got a little bit of that story from that flooding.
Is El Nino. A lot of people don't know. Well, it's actually very simple. It just has to do with the sea surface temperature for a very specific part of the Pacific Ocean and the eastern Pacific close to the equator. And when it becomes a little bit above average, that sea surface temperature, that would be an El Nino period. That's what we're in right now. Now, it has a lot of different effects on different parts of the world, but we are forecasting this to continue to rise. I mean, the El Nino, it's already... pretty well above average, and we're forecast to get about 2.5 to 3.5 degrees above average as far as that sea surface temperature goes. So what does it mean? I mentioned a lot of different weather in different parts of the world are affected in different ways. But as far as the Atlantic hurricane season goes, the El Nino tends to create unfavorable upper-level winds, meaning you get a quieter Atlantic hurricane season. Now, we've slightly adjusted our hurricane forecast for the year. We're at about 10 total named right now. Four hurricanes, that's the forecast, not very different from what we had before. Either way, it only takes one.
All right, so, and this is from Associated Press. An elevated section of Interstate 10 collapsed Sunday amid heavy rains in California desert. So one person was injured, but the main thing is the road to Arizona was cut off. And Interstate is... The California Department of Transportation said Interstate 10 is closed completely and indefinitely. So it's a pretty big chunk of road, a bridge for eastbound traffic about 15 feet above a normally dry wash and about 50 miles west of the Arizona state line gave way in the floodwaters that came from all of this rain coming down in Southern California. And so... anyway, a number of cars obviously were stranded. So they say July is typically the driest month of the year in Southern California. And because of that, Sunday's 0.36 inch of rain in downtown L.A. was more than the 0.24 inch recorded in 1886. So it's been the wettest July day in nearly 130 years. So a spectacular amount of rain for Los Angeles, and they say doesn't really put a dent into the drought. But, I mean, that's ridiculous. It does put a little dent into it anyway. All right, so some of the other stories that are out there, getting into basically Cuba is becoming naturalized or normalized, I should say. The Cubans will become, and I kind of wonder if they're going to get rid of wet foot, dry foot, which I guess doesn't even really matter anymore. That used to be the legal doctrine that if a Cuban person was able to get onto land, you know, not swimming here, but not caught in a boat, But if they're able to get to land, then they could become a citizen. Now it doesn't really matter because they don't really deport. The government is really not trying per se to deport people. So Cuba is getting naturalized or normalized. And other stories out there, including the talk about this young shooter and what motivated him, and they say he was in drugs or whatever and was trying to get his life straight. I understand being in drugs, depressed or whatever, trying to get your life straight. That doesn't have anything to do with going and shooting people, so I don't buy into that. That's absurd. A lot of outrage over the Donald, and he's now saying that he doesn't need to be lectured. But I mean, this is my take on the Donald. He is either going to survive this attack against John McCain or he's not. And the fact of the matter is that I don't think he probably is, because I don't think he's going to apologize. I think the only way to survive this within the next 24 hours is simply to say that basically I was wrong. You know, John McCain is an idiot, but you know, to say the things that he said about me, but at the same time, I do regard him as a war hero. And anybody who's spent time captured is a war hero. We do have a phone call, but you know, I think he's got to apologize or it's all over for him. I don't think he can really keep rolling this out. 523-1450 to call in, and we do have a call. Thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connor Show. Who's this?
Hey, Kelly, it's Mike.
Morning, Mike. What's up?
Hey, Kelly, why should Trump apologize?
And I do have a clip of what he said, and I know that it was said within a certain context, but he differentiates. I mean, there's a couple of reasons he needs to apologize. Number one is he differentiates between people who fight versus people who get captured. And in my opinion, you can't get captured unless you're fighting, which is true of John McCain, number one. Number two, people have to see him as someone who at some point uses a little bit of restraint. And he acts like everything he says is true, or even if it's not true, he doesn't owe an apology. There's starting to become a drumbeat to get this guy out of the race, and he's adding to his own problems. What's your opinion?
Well, the polls don't reflect that.
This just happened. There's a lot of people that haven't even heard about this before. But, I mean, do you accept the idea that if you're captured, you're less of a war hero than someone who's whatever, doing whatever else, you know?
Well, I don't think you have to look at it individually. You know, like, why was the person captured, you know?
Mike, could you turn down your radio, please? Like, I've asked you like 20 times.
One second.
Sounds like his dogs are breeding in the background. But anyway, I just think that, you know, are you there?
Yeah, hi.
You have to look at it individually, but people, broadly speaking, are not going to look at it individually. They're going to hear him say, I prefer people that aren't captured. You know, John McCain was tortured. John McCain is one of the greatest war heroes of his generation, just for having lived through the Hanoi Hilton. It's absurd to insult the guy. Now, if you want to insult his politics, that's fine, but don't drag in his service.
Well, I don't see why he has to apologize for something he believes in. Well, I mean, it's the media that's trying to make him apologize. It's like the media is trying to make him do something that he doesn't want to do.
I understand, but what if he believes all dwarfs should be deported from America? I mean, just because he believes in something, it doesn't make it reasonable. Number one. Number two, people want their president. I mean, okay, the president that we have now doesn't apologize. I understand that, and he seems to get away with it.
Yeah,
but the fact of the matter is people do want to understand that when they look at the president, that he at some point is willing to compromise or willing to apologize or whatever.
Well, look at Obama. He bows down to
I understand, but this is not about Obama. Mike, thanks for the call. Oh, okay, folks. Anyway, that's just my opinion, but I'll bet you $1 million that my opinion is reflected in people's the polls. We do have another call. Thanks for the call. The Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
It's Patty Riley.
Morning, Patty.
Yeah. Donald Trump doesn't have to apologize. It's free speech, and he's running a campaign. I don't believe he's using disinformation, which is all lies. I don't think he's doing that. And John
Patty,
McCain is.
Patty. Hold on,
he
Pat,
was
Patty,
fought a war, but
I
don't know. It's real speculative right now
if
he's a war hero. There are articles out there. I'm looking for them.
We'll go to break here, and put Patty on hold there, and maybe she'll be there when we get back. 618, 619, Kelly O'Connell Show, AM Las Cruces, 1450, KOBE, 523, 1450. We'll be right back.
Vaquero Fence Company in Las Cruces reminds everyone.
Patty, can you hear me? And just talking about Donald Trump, and I already had a call from Mike and Patty. And by the way, please, if you call in, don't start talking and not listening. If you say something, be ready for a response so we can have a conversation as opposed to somebody just kind of going on and on. It's a lot more interesting for the listeners, and that's the bottom line. But anyway, I understand people have free speech rights. That's not the issue. Even if Donald Trump didn't have free speech rights, I'm sure that he would give his opinion. But if you've got the reputation of being a loudmouth, like Donald Trump does, and speaking before you think, then you've got to be willing to temper that. He says something about Donald Trump or about John McCain, and John McCain is someone who's let down the party repeatedly. He's become a moderate. He's become a middle of the road. He fell in love with the media, who at one time covered him like a superstar, and he wasn't smart enough to realize that when he ran for president, all bets would be off. He ran a race in which he could have beat Barack Obama, and after Sarah Palin came in the race, they were actually ahead in the polls until that financial fiasco, the Wall Street meeting and everything, in which, believe it or not, during that meeting, the only person who knew what was going to happen in the meeting besides the person who was running it was Barack Obama, because someone from Goldman Sachs had tipped him off, and therefore he was in a position to immobilize the people, including John McCain, and cut him down at the knees. So that's an extraordinary story, and doesn't speak very highly of the Obama campaign. But in any event, John McCain let the country down, in my opinion, by trying to be a moderate. Two people, you know, one person's liberal, the other person's a moderate. There's not going to be a lot of enthusiasm, right? 523-1450. There's not going to be a lot of enthusiasm for the run if the person is, you know, and that's the problem, and Mitt Romney ran into this too. Trying to placate your enemies, you can't do that. All you can do is to satisfy your supporters and try to build a bridge to the people who disagree with you. That's what Reagan did. We do have another call. Thanks for the call. The Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
Hi, Sergio. How you doing? Good morning.
Good morning, Sergio. I'm fine. How you doing? And what's on your mind?
Well, I agree with you about him. I should apologize. I do. Although I'm not a fan of John McCain because he's kind of, you know, in my opinion, coward to everything that's been going on in the Middle East and being, you know, in combat himself, you know.
Yeah.
Well, not really combat. He was a pilot who dropped his payload and took off, you know. Other than the fact that he was a prisoner of war, that should, you know, account for something. You know, I agree with that. But as far as Trump goes, I think his campaign manager should probably coax him to either apologize or restate or something like this. His comment on John McCain.
I mean, he's an obnoxious guy. He's got to tone that back at some point. Not everybody lives in New York, you know?
I agree. And, you know, I like his tenacity and his, you know, straightforwardness, you know, and we need that in a leader. But he does have to tone it down. I agree with you. Others might not. And I'll just hear some veterans might not vote for him because of that. And I still reiterate that his campaign manager should.
Yeah, no, you've said that. You've said that. Sergio, I mean, the main problem here is not with the veterans. It's with what kind of a person he is, right? I mean, I agree. People don't want a repeat. Everybody knows deep down that the reason that Obama is not held to account for his decisions is because of political correctness. This has been an absolute disastrous 8 years or 7 years, whatever it is, 6.5 years. And we can't repeat this again. We cannot have another person who's totally unaccountable.
No, I agree, because it will be the same fix basically as we are in right now.
Well, do you think, Sergio, do you think that Trump is going to stay in the race and win?
I think he's the type of guy, because of his business background and his, you know, his determination and his character. He'll stay in there, you know,
whether or not he gets
the nomination and all that. But, yeah, I think he should stay in there.
Is
no
he
going
to win? Sergio, listen to me. Is he going to win?
You know, that's hard to tell at this point, Kelly, because you know how things turn up and turn out. But if he tones it down and he starts thinking more on the along the lines of what we need for this country.
Yeah, well, and he's done that. He's done a good job. Thanks for the call. Okay, folks, let me play for you a clip here. This is John McCain being talked about by Donald Trump with Frank Luntz. Frank Luntz is kind of a goofy guy, but he is a pollster. These pollsters are enormously important to these politicians. But anyway, Frank Luntz is a Republican pollster. Check out these comments.
I supported him. He lost. He let us down. But, you know, he lost. So I never liked him as much after that, because I don't like losers. But Frank, let me get to it. He hit me. He's not a war hero.
He's a war hero.
He's a war hero because he was captured. I like people that weren't captured, okay? I hate to tell you.
Do you agree with that?
He's a war hero because he was captured, okay?
That was yesterday at the Iowa Family Leadership Summit.
Well, you know, and the fact of the matter is, and I'm sure that Frank Luntz, who's a smart guy, he looks like Barney Rubble, but Frank Luntz understands that you cannot say the kind of things that Trump just said and expect to win. Because at some point you're sort of peeling off your base. You're, you know, peeling off the people who are there to support you. Kurt Schilling said that after he heard those comments, that he's not going to support him anymore. I think the party has been waiting for him to implode. And Marco Rubio is probably been yelling about this more than anybody else. And I think out of pure self-interest, because Marco Rubio, the air was taken out of his campaign when, you know, everybody lost momentum except for Walker when Trump came in. Walker's the only one that looks like he's been gaining, and he's just an exceptional politician. We do have another call. Thanks for the call, the Kelly O'Connor Show. Who's this?
Hey, Kelly, it's Mike again.
Mike, you on hold. Folks, if you're calling and remember one thing, I got to run a show here. So work with me a little bit. I got to take a break right here. We'll put Mike on ice, and not immigration. course, but let him cool his heels for a second. 6:31 AM 1450 KOBE AM Las Cruces, 523-1450 to call in. I'm Kelly O'Connell talking about Trump right now, and there's a lot of other stories out there, but it seems like this guy's the only topic because of he's so obnoxious. And I'm not opposed to, if the guy could be a president, that he might be a good one, but he has got, he's, what is he, 65 years old? He's got to learn to temper his tongue a little bit. This is not New York City. The United States is a lot broader than that. We'll come back and talk about that for a moment. It is 6:35, and I was waiting for it to rain over the weekend. It was just, I saw a few drops, so right now the temperature is 70 degrees, high of 97 today, and low is 71. According to the weather yesterday, there was a 20% chance of rain. By the way, we want to thank the Sam Kane Law Office for sponsoring the show. In pain, call Kane. He's focusing on personal injuries, car wrecks, motorcycles, trucks, heavy equipment, falling down an escalator. You get the message. All right, we've got another phone call. Thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connor Show. Who's this?
Hey, Kelly, it's the son of Kane. Hey, Kelly, briefly. What I wanted to say was, briefly,
yeah, nobody's ever let you talk completely, Mike. Our apologies. Anyway, go ahead.
Trump said, I like people who weren't captured.
Yes.
Well, that's different than saying that,
Mike,
if you're captured,
Mike,
you're like a loser.
Mike, did I ask you to turn your radio down or not when you called in? I don't understand what's so difficult about that.
Hold on.
A learning curve, you know, for some people. All right. So yeah, Mike, I understand.
Hello?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but it's how, you know, it's not technically what he said and whether he was right or not. Obviously a person who's not captured in battle or in a war is probably worth more to the country than the person who's captured. That's not the issue. Is it John McCain's fault he was shot down? Is it his fault he was tortured in the Hanoi Hilton for 5 years? That's ridiculous.
Well, you know, on Saturday, Trump, he acknowledged that McCain was a hero,
yeah,
a war hero.
But that's not the issue. Mike, what you're missing here is, like I say, it's not technically whether he was right or not. It's how it sounds terrible to say, when somebody says he's a war hero, the guy that you're attacking, yeah, right, he's a war hero. He was a cap. You know why he was a war hero? Because he was captured. That sounds terrible.
Well, you know, what do you think of it? Let's flip it. Let's see the other side of the coin here.
What other side?
What about McCain? What about McCain calling all the attendees at Trump's rally crazies?
Well,
what
mean,
do you think of that?
I think if you're in the game and you're in the lead, you're going to get attacked even by your own side. That's just the way it works.
Yeah, and it seems to me like these other GOP candidates can't compete with Trump.
Mike,
and here's a guy that puts his
Mike,
money where his mouth is.
That
I mean,
John
this guy
McCain
can buy
is
these
the
people.
Best qualified candidate, and is that who you're supporting? Or not McCain, but Trump? Do you think Trump is the best qualified candidate, and that's who you're supporting?
I think it's so refreshing, Kelly, to have someone that's unfiltered up there, that you don't have to go through the media to hear the truth.
The media just filters
everything.
The truth is an opinion. If you're too obnoxious, people are going to stop listening to you. Doesn't that matter?
If people thought he was obnoxious, he wouldn't be in the lead.
He is
in the
obnoxious.
Polls, he's doing great.
The idea that you couldn't be in the lead and be obnoxious is ridiculous. Anyway, Mike, thanks for the call. All right. Come on now, be realistic. it is refreshing to have someone who's unfiltered, but it is somewhat nonsensical to say he's in the lead, ergo he's not obnoxious. He's in the lead in part because he's obnoxious, because he's fighting against all these shibboleths, all of the political correctness. But at some point, he takes it too far. He's got to apologize. Thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connor Show. Who's this?
This is Kara.
Yeah, Kara, hey, good morning. Hope you're well, and what's on your mind?
Well, not everybody's a war hero, but they're all good servicemen, and I'm proud of them. But not every man is a hero of war, but a lot of them served, and I'm not dissing anybody, but some are shine brighter than others. I'm not saying POW or whatever, but
yeah,
they're heroes,
but what,
and they're
Kara,
servicemen.
Kara, what is your point in terms of the Trump comments?
The Trump comments, you're right. He's from New York City, and this ain't New York City. And I like it also for Crazy Mike. He is refreshing with his speech, but he needs to grow up a little bit and speak like a president, not like a businessman.
I think
because he's treating the people like business and money and profit.
That's
how I look at it.
This is the test of his character and of his life. This is the highest pinnacle that Trump's ever been on, as famous and as powerful as he is. The question is, can he adapt? Can he change? Can he become a leader as opposed to just a loudmouth?
We'll see, because he is obnoxious loudmouth, but that could be a strong quality in a leader. We'll see over time. We'll see how the debates go. I'm just curious, because I don't even get to think about voting until near the voting time.
Right now, are you supporting Trump at all?
I support his big mouth, but not everything it says. Like, it's refreshing to hear some stuff that's not written down for him, but human beings like business. He's looking at different groups of people, different money, different kinds of things, and shoving everything around like buildings and property.
Well, you can't,
in my opinion.
You can't have, well, I mean, you know, if you're a leader, you're ultimately going to see your followers and the people who could be part of your cabinet or whatever as human capital. There's nothing wrong with that. But apologizing cannot possibly be the standard that our politicians are held to, because Obama never apologizes for anything, but John McCain has got to approach the learning curve and master it. He cannot be overcome by his own comments just because he's too proud to apologize.
No, and my point about the Vietnam vets, a POW was a weakling and got caught and arrested, so he's not a hero, is kind of the angle I got from him.
Well, yeah.
And, you know, he wants the heroes, the valors, the five-star whatevers, and
that's
my opinion. He called the POW a loser because he got captured.
Yeah, and that's absolutely ridiculous. Thanks for the call, Kara. All right, folks, we'll be right back. I'm trying to state the most obvious thing in the world. I love Trump because he stands up to people. I love Trump because he's not afraid to state the things, but you cannot shoot yourself in the foot and expect to stay in the race. You know, you're going to be hobbling around. That's the position he's in. If he's got any common sense, he will come back and clarify. I respect anyone who's been captured. And we do have one more phone call here. But I respect anybody that is captured, but John McCain is an idiot, but I do acknowledge his service. That's what he should say. Thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connor Show. Who's this?
Good morning, Kelly. This is Tom, too.
Brief,
how you doing?
But Tom, I can either take a brief comment or put you on hold till we get back. Which do you prefer?
Okay. I'll make it brief. With Trump, what he said has been misconstrued. He has a habit, you know, of speaking the truth, but he uses the wrong words. What he was trying to get across was that, what's his face there, built his career as being a war hero.
Yeah.
And he was a POW.
Yeah.
He did nothing heroic. You know,
well,
the word hero has been, you know, downplayed, overplayed
Tom,
in America.
I would disagree with you. The reason that I would disagree with you is because he got in a plane and was flying over enemy aircraft, you know, enemy territory, and was shot down and survived that and was taken in, and he survived 5 years of torture. You've got to be joking when you tell me he hasn't done anything heroic. That's absurd.
No, what I want to say is Trump was trying to say, you know, your people win, you know, Silver Cross, you know, Medal of Honor.
I understand, you know, but it's
ridiculous. And battles and that,
that's
you know.
That's ridiculous.
Being taken captive,
Tom,
doesn't automatically
Tom,
make you a
come
hero.
Come on. He got shot out of the sky. He survived the crash. He was dragged out of the water before his injuries could heal. He was hung by his shoulder for days by his arms.
So were hundreds of others, thousands of others.
That's not the point. Tom, come on. Folks, I got to take a break here. That's not the point. The point is he is a war hero. You cannot debate it. I'm going to come back and play that clip. That's absolutely ridiculous. Don't get caught up in the sideshow going by. Let's focus on the main thing that we're doing here. We're trying to get somebody in office who will tell the truth without needlessly antagonizing people. Like Reagan. Think about Reagan. Reagan is the gold standard here. And Trump ain't no Reagan. 645, 70 degrees outside. Going to be a scorcher. 97 is the high, 70 is the low. Kelly O'Connell, AM Las Cruces, 1450 KOBE. 523, 1450. The phone's still ringing, and we'll be back. Hey, it's Kelly. Who's this?
Hey, Kelly. It's Sharon.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, I just wanted to make some comments about, I know you're off the air right now, but I can't believe how many Trump supporters are in this town. If they like his bombacity, why don't they like Christie? At least he's a politician.
Well,
they're both progressive.
All right. Can you wait a second on hold?
Sure.
Thank you. Are you there?
I am here.
I was trying to put you on hold, but I failed, so I'll just keep you on the side.
That's
here.
Okay.
You having a good day?
I'm having a good day so far. Yep, even a scorcher.
Yeah, it's going to be hot out there. I was hoping for a little rain.
I know. They tease us constantly. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad. Just trying to keep my head above water. You know how it goes.
Actually, I do. I actually do.
You're a nurse, right?
I haven't talked to you in a while. I am.
Yeah,
this is Sharon, the nurse.
Has it been a while since you've called?
It has been. It has been a while.
What's
That's
going on?
Terrible. I'm going to school.
Oh, okay. What are you studying?
I'm going to get my master's in nursing education. So when my body breaks doing all this hard work, I can do something else. I'm going to have to pay for my retirement. So.
Yeah, it's probably all of us. Both my sisters are nurses, so.
Specialty.
I don't know. That's like my one sister was a sexual assault nurse, and the other one, just I think, kind of a general nurse. But my sister was the top.
The same nurse.
Yeah, start saying nurse up in Alaska. She was the first one. We're back on the air.
Okay.
6:47, and I've got Sharon on the line, and Sharon, you wanted to say you are somewhat astonished by how many Trump supporters there are in town, and if they're Trump supporters, why not Christie supporters?
I really am amazed to hear people supporting him as much as they are. I absolutely loved his first comment. But if they love Trump so much, why do they not rally behind Chris Christie, who I abhor? He's a progressive, just like Trump is. Why would they not support Christie, who actually has some political experience? Can you imagine Trump and Putin sitting together doing, national security negotions?
Yeah, well, Putin would probably one of the few people in the world that he would really admire would be Donald Trump.
Well, maybe so, but he'd also know how to play him. And Trump would have our secrets out in an explosive, arrogant blast of something. Before you knew it, I think he's a national security risk myself.
Well, that's funny, but Betty. I'm sure he could stand up and say, "You're not going to believe the deal I just got," And
exactly.
wait till you. Wait, I'm going to tell you how it went down, blow by blow. I mean, he's that kind of a person. But here, my response to your point on Christie is, Chris Christie is a known entity. He's he's damaged by the gate thing, but he was never going to be a darling of the right because he's too progressive. And Trump may be too progressive, but people don't know that about him yet. They see him as a conservative.
And they forget that he was a Democrat and a Republican and a Democrat and a Republican. And that'll eventually all come out. But, you know, all politicians like to use our war, our veterans, our military as political fodder. I mean, whichever the way the wind is blowing, they're going to rally to whatever side. And, you know, it reminds me of, you know, John McCain absolutely was a war hero because he survived. Just because he went and was willing to sacrifice his life for this country, to me, that puts him way above. That puts him way up on a pedestal. But I really do think that, you know, he has used that way past its longevity as a you know, political, just like everybody else, like the media does, like the president does. Can you imagine if Marcus Luttrell ran? Do you know who Marcus Luttrell is? He's the lone survivor.
No.
His whole company was killed in an ambush in Afghanistan in a valley, and he was the lone survivor. And a little town of Afghan people kind of nursed him back to health till he could be rescued. But he and his brother are supporting Rick Perry for whatever that's worth. But you know, the military has the country. He put out a book about his experiences, and he put out, you know, there was a movie about him. And the company is rallied around, the country is rallied around him, but he's a very quiet guy, and he's not, other than standing behind Rick Perry quietly, he's not out there, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, here's the thing. I mean, John McCain has every right to be proud of his service. I think it probably pushed him over the edge a little bit mentally, but John McCain is not a conservative, and he has harmed the movement in the past. He took a race that was winnable and threw it down the toilet because he worships being loved by the media, and he forgot that the media, when it needs to, is going to stab you in the back and rape you and leave you for dead, you know?
Oh, absolutely. I kind of feel like he did that to his running mate. He should have picked somebody else. But
well, I mean, Sarah Palin would have been fine if the people on the right would have stood up for her. There's nothing fundamentally wrong with her. But when you leave somebody totally exposed like that, and they get attacked time and time again, and then many people on the right moved over to the left to attack her, because that's what Republicans do. That's not what conservatives do, but that's what Republicans do to try to get cachet, to try to get support from the left, forgetting they're never going to get any support. Mm-hmm. They're never going to get it. So the sacrificing your own, there's no upside to it. Thanks for the call, Sharon.
Sure.
Folks, take another little detour here, and we're going to come back and just finish up this topic on Trump. I got other topics for the next hour. We could talk about Trump all day. 6:52. Trump is kind of boring, you know. The way he brags, the way he talks about stuff, people are not going to accept that. You know, they're not going to accept being treated to that type of thing day in and day out. Whatever you want to say about Obama, he a lot of times keeps his mouth shut. 6:53 on the button. It's 6:55, and here is the clip that started the outrageous response, or the outrage, and Trump needs to apologize for this. He's got to clean it up at least and explain exactly what he meant. He's not going to get anywhere dissing people that happen to be unfortunate enough to get captured in war. Even Bo Bergdahl, even though he walked out on his mates and went native, he got a pass somehow. Check this out, though. Donald Trump.
I supported him. He lost. He let us down. But, you know, he lost. So I never liked him as much after that, because I don't like losers. But Frank, let me get to it. He hit me. He's not war hero.
He's a war hero.
He's a war hero because he was captured. I like people that weren't captured, okay? I hate to tell you. Do you agree with that? He's a war hero because he was captured, okay?
That was a ridiculous comment. And the reason it's ridiculous is you don't get captured in war unless you're in the war. Donald Trump has never been in war. He's got no right from that angle to point fingers at anybody. And so he came on the Matt Lauer show, whatever show that is, Good Morning America, whatever the heck it is, went on there and said that John McCain has been terrible for the veterans. And that may be true. John McCain, he's not a conservative. That's all you can say about him in terms of understanding what John McCain stands for. He's tried to, for whatever reason, he just seems to have this mania of going to the center of issues and then expecting everybody to stand up and start cheering for him instead of trying to figure out what the best policy is. And John McCain let the country down, in my opinion, by not running a better race for president. Although it was a gutsy thing to do to bring in Sarah Palin. Ultimately, he didn't really, I mean, he did defend her a little bit, but I mean, it's a shame the way that the party allowed her to be treated. But it just goes to show you that the right desperately wants to be accepted. Instead of just standing up for what they believe to be true and letting the chips fall where they may, and we understand that if you're a politician and you're on the right, you're going to get attacked. I mean, John Stewart saying 10 pounds of feces in a 5-pound sack, all of the Republican nominees, that's an absurd statement delivered by an ultra-partisan person who happens to hide behind comedy, but that's the state that of things that we're living in now. All right, we're going to take a break on the hour. We're going to come back. I've got some great topics for you when we come back. Cuba, Planned Parenthood. You're not going to believe what happened with Planned Parenthood. It's one of the sickest things that I've ever heard in my life. They're involved in the trafficking of fetal parts. And a little bit about Iran, too, will be in this shooter. We'll be back after the break on the hour. Get a cheap life, breaking up the speed limit, scaring the pedestrians for a meal, crossing up progress, driving on the grass, leaving just enough room to pass. Sunday driver never took a test. Oh yeah. Hey, it's Kelly.
Are we on the air?
No, we're on break. Who's this? All right, so got a lot of feedback on the Donald Trump issue. To reiterate why people love Donald Trump, why there's so many supporters in this town, is people are sick of getting pushed around in politics if you're on the GOP, which is extraordinary that an entire party seems to be embarrassed about what they believe and are afraid to defend it. And if they get attacked, they either change the subject or they apologize, they back down. Trump is the opposite of that, but has he gone too far? And we've got an immediate phone call. Thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
Oh, it's Patty again. Veterans Today has an article from July 18th, 2015, about Trump, right about the Hanoi John McCain. Y'all might want to look it up.
What does it say?
Well, Trump's pretty right on. And John McCain is a traitor. He was found by his, right here, presidential pardon from Nixon saves John McCain from treason and collaboration charges, according to Rolling Thunder founder and three-war veteran John Holland.
What magazine is that?
Veterans Today, July 18th, 2 days ago.
All right. Even if he's
right. I'm just saying everybody should go look it out. Check it out.
All right, Patty. Thank you. Folks, even if he's right, the way he said, look, yeah, whether there's political correctness out there or not, there's always going to be gotcha politics. And, you know, it sounds terrible what he said. Now, you say, well, they cut the clip up. They didn't really cut the clip up. You know, Trump created his own disaster on this one. The question is, and this is the question of statesmanship, or it's the question of leadership, or whatever you want to say, are you going to stick to your guns and say, I'm always right? Or are you going to apologize and move on? If I were him, I'd just say, look, I didn't really misspeak, but you don't understand what I stand for. I am not. I mean, if he doesn't want to apologize, or he could say, if I was a little bit cheesed at the guy, I misspoke a little bit. The fact is, of course, people that are captured and tortured are heroes. John McCain, by the way, who is a hero because that just happens to also be an idiot. I mean, he can say anything he wants, but to always stick to your guns is not a good quality to have, because at some point everybody makes a mistake and needs to, you know, here's a little bit more, because people seem to be fascinated by it. We're going to move on in a minute and talk about, here's the story. I've got a couple of different Islamic stories, one on Islam in America, another on Iran. I've got Cuba, but I really want to get into Planned Parenthood. It is one of the most outrageous things I've ever heard in my life, and I can't believe everybody's not talking about it. The selling, the marketing of fetal parts. But if you accept that abortion is a good thing, like Frankie does, like Kathy, I'm sure, does, and other people out there, then there's no harm in selling the stuff, right? The fact that there's an outrage over it means there's something wrong with the original practice. Am I correct? Of course I am on this point. It's 7:09. It's 7:10. Here's a little bit more from the Donald.
Frank, let me get to it. He hit me. He's not a war hero.
He's
a war hero.
He's
a war hero because he was captured. I like people that weren't captured, okay? I hate to tell you. Do you agree with that? He's a war hero because he was captured.
2016 presidential candidate Donald Trump facing a firestorm of protests about his comments yesterday on John McCain's war record. Many of his GOP rivals calling for him to back out of the race. Joining us now by phone to respond is Donald Trump. We're glad you're calling in this morning. Thanks, Officer Trump.
Good morning.
Holding
Hi,
up
Chuck.
Your hometown newspaper here, the New York Post. Trump is toast. Don Voyage, like many, they're saying you have to get out of the race. The race is over for you. How do you respond to that?
Well, I think it's total nonsense. I'm leading in all the polls. And frankly, when I left that room yesterday, I had the biggest standing ovation by far of the weekend. The people loved it. They were laughing when I was saying. And by the way, if you saw, Cheryl Atkinson, highly respected, did a piece last night saying four times I said McCain was a hero. And by the way, four times. And she said, I said absolutely nothing wrong. This was picked up by the opponents that aren't registering in the polls. And everybody knows it, and everybody sees it. And frankly, I am very upset with John McCain because he's done such a terrible job with the veterans. Everybody knows that also. And, you know, it all started, Tucker. I don't know if you saw this, but a week ago I had thousands of people in Phoenix, Arizona, you know, talking about the whole horrible situation with illegal immigration, which I also brought up and brought to the fore, and I'm very proud of that. We had thousands and thousands of people, and he called them crazies. He insulted them. He should apologize to them, by the way. He insulted them, and then I insulted back. And frankly, what he's done with respect to the illegal immigration and what he's done for the veterans, he's done very, very poorly for the veterans. You see what's going on with Veterans Administration. It's scandal. More importantly than that, if you're a veteran, you're treated like a third-class citizen.
Donald, you're...
Well, I mean, and this is you can't argue with this. The way that veterans have been treated in this country is scandalous. We're the richest country in history, and we can't have a Veterans Administration that treats, in many cases, the clientele with respect or in a timely manner. And the stories coming out of the Veterans Administration The horror stories are just absolutely shocking. And so the question is, what has John McCain done about that? If he is so proud of being a war hero or a veteran, why hasn't he done more to bring this to light? And it was a giant story that's just kind of disappeared. But I mean, I think what Trump needs to learn, however he does it, is the story can't always be about you or it's a disaster. So he's got to do something to staunch the bleeding. I do believe, there's most of the people that called up who are Trump supporters say he shouldn't apologize, but he can apologize without apologizing. You don't really understand how I feel. Of course, I respect people that were captured and tortured and everything. Of course, I just don't happen to respect John McCain outside of the fact that he was captured. And I find it irritating that he's attacking me when I've supported him in the past, have given him a lot of money. He failed as a candidate. He's failed as a senator. But of course, everybody respects the service that he did. He's got nothing to lose by doing that. And we do have another call. Thanks for the call, the Kelly O'Connor Show. Who's this?
Sergio, I apologize for calling again, but I had to comment on these abortion fetal parts that are being sold. This is an outrage.
Yeah.
Them targeting certain parts that they want to sell from these little innocents, these little babies.
It's crazy.
Babies,
it's absolutely crazy. And the craziest thing, and I'm going to play some of this clip after the next break, but this lady is at dinner having a glass of wine in an upscale restaurant, talking about the footage, or pardon me, she's talking about the marketing, the market for the fetal parts. And I got into a conversation with somebody over the weekend about whether we could use RICO, racketeering statute, to do illegal activity over the border. And the person was saying they didn't make any money off of this. I mean, it doesn't.
Oh, that's crazy.
It really doesn't matter if they made any money off of it. It matters if they're involved in some aspect of trafficking fetal body parts.
Yes, I saw that. And, she was very deliberate on the parts that they wanted to save for future sales,
completely ghoulish that she admits that they want heads, although it's difficult to get the heads out. And basically what she admitted, whether she realized it or not, is that they're doing partial birth abortion so that they can save the head. But I mean, and Sergio, I got to go to break, but thanks for the call. Folks, this is more outrageous than anything Trump has ever thought of saying. We are wiping out a generation after generation of kids. Year after year, we're aborting a million babies. And it is so ghoulish. They're selling the body parts. And what you can only imagine that in some laboratory somewhere, someone is trying to take these little fetal brains and hearts and livers and grow them to proper size and sell them. I mean, you don't have to be a genius to figure that out, but it's absolutely crazy what they're doing. We're going to come back and talk about that. It's 7:16. This is AM Las Cruces on 1450 KOBE. I'm Kelly O'Connell, 523-1450. And going to come back and talk about this disgusting practice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you heard it right. Planned Parenthood, which is a giant abortion provider nationally, is probably, without a doubt, the number one name in the game of abortion, has been found to be using aborted parts of aborted babies as a commodity to sell. Now, I've got a clip here, and I don't know how well it's going to translate. Let's try a little bit of it. Undercover footage, a meeting with a top-level Planned Parenthood abortion doctor executive talking about how to market these parts.
A lot of people want to attack parts these days, so they're looking for specific notes.
A lot of people want intact hearts, looking for specific notes. This is over dinner. This woman stuffing her face. It's Dr. Deborah Nucatola talking about how what they're looking for in terms of harvesting parts.
You know, that day I was like, wow, I didn't even know. Good for-
and she says, AV notes. I was like, wow, I didn't even know. Good for them. So they're looking to sell these parts. The woman's not only not bothered by it, but she is she's thrilled to think about them getting more out of this stuff. Now, from one side of the argument, this is garbage, right? Happens to be human garbage, but you've already destroyed the babies. You've already put them in a blender. Why not sell them? That's the pragmatic view of this.
Yes, it was the first time she said people wanted longer.
Yesterday was the first time that she said she wanted lungs, but like I said, as always, as many intact livers as possible. What do they do with this stuff, by the way?
Yeah, liver.
People want lower extremities too. That's expensive. I don't know what they're doing with it.
Yeah, a dime a dozen.
They want the lower extremities. I'm sorry to break this up, but I don't think it's translating directly. All right, so that is the extraordinary video that came out, and it's gotten millions of hits. But I mean, onto the topic of whether abortion is acceptable in the first place, much like this gay marriage issue. Abortion never really got worked out before the court gave its approval. So in the years and the decades since then, it's become an entrenched part of the culture war. 523-1450, and we do have a phone call. And so it is as hot a topic as it's ever been, and more people, I think, than not support ending abortion, or at least see aborted fetuses as humans. We've got a call. Thanks for the call, the Kelly O'Connor Show. Who's this?
This is Karen, just briefly. I know some abortions are done because of disease or some drug addict or some problem with the fetus. How are you going to know the difference between a sick body or a well-body part?
Yeah,
but
well,
I'm just sick.
I don't think that they're so much concerned about that. They're really just looking to harvest as much material as possible. It is extraordinary. The part of the conversation that they had was how to get heads out. I mean, it's so crazy.
It is. In some pagan religions, the head is the center of the soul. That's just something I know from pagan religions, and that's why off with their heads, they're taking their souls.
All right, Kara, thanks for the call. All right, folks, so if this is unacceptable, it's because abortion is unacceptable. If abortion is not only legal but ethical and moral, we ought to get past it and move beyond that. So we shouldn't be wringing our hands. It might be unsightly, but you know, the funny thing is, and I listened to a bunch of clips on this over the weekend, and one of the things that was said is that the only people that argue that abortion is the killing of non-human tissue are people that are caught up in the debate. The general culture of liberals who are fighting over this issue, but a broader issue, which is whether babies can be euthanized. You know, Peter Singer says a baby up to 3 years old can be euthanized, hasn't become a real human being yet. Those people accept the fact that these are humans, but they're not bothered by that. We're bothered by it because we don't believe that a human being should be killed. Generally speaking, in a cavalier manner, that's murder. Now, here is the head of Planned Parenthood. She's a blonde lady called Cecile Richard. Her mom was Ann Richard, the governor of Texas. She comes from Texas royalty, and she's talking about this clip.
Recently, an organization that opposes safe and legal abortion used secretly recorded, heavily edited videos to make outrageous claims about programs that help women donate fetal tissue for medical research. I want to be really clear. The allegation that Planned Parenthood profits in any way from tissue donation is not true. Our donation programs, like any other high-quality healthcare providers, follows all laws and ethical guidelines. Over our 100-year history, we've continually engaged leading medical experts to shape our practices, policies, and high standards, and we always will. Our top priority is the compassionate care that we provide. In the video, one of our staff members speaks in a way that does not reflect that compassion. This is unacceptable, and I personally apologize for the staff member's tone and statements.
Well, even Planned Parenthood is giving a lesson to Donald Trump. They're apologizing. But anyway, it's absolutely ghastly. What difference does it make if they make money from it? The question is, if it's legal to do, if it's ethical and moral to do, it shouldn't be something that people are resisting, right? And we do have another call. Thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
Hey, Kelly, you know, this is Mike again, but I want to really, this really hits home with me, this abortion thing. You know, Hillary Clinton compared Margaret Sanger to Thomas Jefferson at one time.
Uh-huh.
And she actually won the Planned Parenthood Award. She received the highest award given by Planned Parenthood. And I don't know how many people know that about Margaret Sanger. But she was a racist, really, wasn't she? I mean, she believed in killing African Americans.
She was one of the founders of the eugenics movement. And if you tap down into eugenics far enough, there's a period of time when the eugenics movement is talking about blacks as if they're part of the evolutionary chain. It's rather extraordinary, extremely insulting. And is totally ignored by these pro-abortion people. But Tinny, thanks for the call, Mike. Number three for those of you who are keeping track at home. Mike's third call. Margaret Sanger, though, is a eugenicist. She's also huge in the history of Planned Parenthood and abortion. If you go think back a little bit before the modern era. Well, the postmodern era that we're in right now, when these guys were starting to find out about certain scientific aspects of reproduction, genetics, there was a lot of Darwinism, as there is to this day, in these movements. It is taken directly from Darwinism. There would be nothing wrong with breeding human beings, culling the herd, getting rid of inferior ones, or maybe even the outrageous claim. There's just a lot of racism. Mike's right. A lot of racism. There's outrageous claims that are made about blacks in the history of the eugenics movement that no sane person would pay any attention to. But all of this stuff is buried in the history of Planned Parenthood. But it's living out. We're really living out the implications of this. No one has ever really taken on Darwinism within the sciences and pointed out how contradictory it is to try to have a society of based on love and respect and helping the poor and the downtrodden, the widows and the orphans, having that as a standard at the same time that you're putting forward these Darwinian sciences. It's a total contradiction to say on the one hand that we need to help the most as the far left says, at the same time that Darwinism is true, therefore it's the survival of the fittest. 7:31 or 7:32, this is AM Las Cruces on 1450 KOBE. I'm Kelly O'Connell, 523-1450, and we will be back to talk a little bit more about the selling of harvested fetal parts.
Minors, how to avoid statutory rape for promoting questionable abortions, taking public funding when it advocates a strong pro-choice position. A group called the Center for Medical Progress, a pro-life concern, has been investigating Planned Parenthood for 3 years. About a year ago, they performed an undercover sting on Dr. Deborah Nucatola, the senior director of medical services at Planned Parenthood. During the secretly taped conversation, Dr. Nucatola talked about selling the body parts of aborted babies. Wow. Joining us now from Los Angeles, David Duleiden, leader of the undercover investigation. First of all, what was the premise of talking to the doctor, Mr. Duleiden? What were you trying to accomplish there? What did you for 3 years, Progress, a pro-life concern, has been investigating a group called the Center for Medical Progress.
Just looking at the statistics on the debate for abortion and what has there has been this movement within the abortion debate in which, depending on the year,
police say the two victims in this case,
as people get more advertising and they get more information out there, opinion changes. Okay, Americans choose pro-choice for the first time in 7 years. Now, in 1995, 56% of people were pro-choice, 33% were pro-life. Now, when you get to 2001, the numbers meet. Then pro-life goes down, and then it comes up in 2009, 51% pro-life. And 41% pro-choice. And now it is about, and I'm going to check on the date on this puppy. It looks like pro-choice is 50% and pro-life is 44%. But I wonder if this stuff is... you know, it depends on who takes the polling and everything, but it's been back and forth quite a bit. I think as people understand that these little fetuses do have many qualities of an adult, including a parent, you know, their respond to music and talk and everything. They're obviously intelligent beings with feelings. I mean, they can feel pain. And the idea that they can be killed, which is part of the law, you know, the question, I guess, would be, how would you use the law to figure out what the right or wrong thing to do? Usually we depend on the law to, define this stuff. And in this case, the law says it's okay. People on the far left say it's a woman's choice. It's her right, which has never been how rights have been used in the past. Anyway, here's a little bit from the guy who put on the sting to catch these people that are selling these fetal parts, Planned Parenthood.
A group called the Center for Medical Progress, a pro-life concern, has been investigating Planned Parenthood for 3 years about a year ago. They performed an undercover sting on Dr. Deborah Nucatola, the senior director of medical services at Planned Parenthood. During the secretly taped conversation, Dr. Nucatola talked about selling the body parts of aborted babies. Wow. Joining us now from Los Angeles, David Duleiden, leader of the undercover investigation. First of all, what was the premise of talking to the doctor, Mr. Duleiden? What were you trying to accomplish there? What did you tell her about why you wanted to speak with her?
Sure. So our investigators, and thanks for having me on the show, Bill, our investigators from CMP were posing as representatives of a middleman biotech company that was wanting to partner with Planned Parenthood clinics in order to purchase the body parts of the babies that they abort. And in doing that, we were modeling ourselves after real life middleman biotech companies, multiple ones that are partnered with Planned Parenthood clinics across the country.
All right. So biotech companies need body parts for research. All right. And the body parts in question were exclusively going to be taken from babies or fetuses, depending on your point of view, which were aborted. But they would have had to been aborted late term because the body parts aren't formed until the third trimester. Isn't that correct?
Well, actually, most of the body parts are there in the first trimester, but the reason that the requests come in for late second trimester body parts is partly for practical considerations that it's a lot easier to identify the body parts when the baby is bigger.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at. I mean, it's not of use to a firm unless they're defined and the body parts can be used. Now, the doctor didn't say she would sell or Planned Parenthood would sell body parts, did she?
That's not entirely correct. If you look at the full footage of the entire conversation, she actually describes the current biotech company that the Planned Parenthood clinic she works at in Los Angeles is partnered with. It's a company called Novogenix Laboratories, and Planned Parenthood Los Angeles routinely and for many years actually has been supplying their aborted fetal parts to that company.
And is that legal to do?
It's legal to donate human organs under current law. It is not legal to sell human body parts, whether they're adult or fetal, any age. But Planned Parenthood has been involved in selling the body parts of the babies that they abort for decades now at this point.
Are you saying they are doing something illegal?
Absolutely.
Have you reported this to the authorities?
Bringing our information in front of law enforcement was always a goal that CMP had from the beginning of this project. And as we can see in the news out of Texas and Louisiana just recently in the past 24 hours, the entire state governments of both of those states are taking this very seriously and have opened up their own investigations into Planned Parenthood's sale of baby parts, as have two congressional committees now.
All right. So that is what's going on. That's what has caused the outrage. The video is 3 months old. But let me ask you this. If it's perfectly ethical and moral to abort a baby, what would be wrong with selling the parts? I mean, the abortions are based on the fact that these are not human beings, right? I mean, we're not talking about taking prisoners and killing them and using their body parts or selling their body parts. We're not talking about taking people off the street, as from what I understand sometimes happens in China. We're talking about fetuses that are, according to the theory, not human beings, they're fetal human beings according to their argument, but they're not real human beings from whatever standard you want to measure. So I don't see what the big deal is if they're selling these parts. I mean, you can't have your cake and eat it too. It's either okay to abort these babies, therefore who cares if they're sold or not. But if it's wrong to sell the parts, therefore it's wrong to abort. I mean, it just seems to me you can't avoid that. 743, this is AM Las Cruces, 1450 KOBE. I'm Kelly O'Connell, 523-1450 to call in. It's 70 degrees outside, and we're going to get a high of about 97. And a low of about 70 tonight. And we're going to come back and talk a little bit about immigration and Islam in the United States to round the hour out.
nation.
Well, we've been talking about the selling of body parts from Planned Parenthood. Of course, they're doing it. They're doing it under the table, somehow figuring out a way to do that. But we've got a story here that is a little bit surprising. I don't know if you'll be shocked. And I've, you know, had some conversations with people who totally disagree, claim otherwise, that the immigration policies of this president are any different, or this administration are any different than anybody else, and that that whether the president is fulfilling his role, or the, you know, the Border Patrol, whatever, however you want to frame the issue, the story. Now, 2.5 million illegals have come in under Obama, 400,000 a year. Now, anybody who's been paying attention knows that the government policy in terms of capture and release has changed. And the border, I've talked to Border Patrol agents who are telling me, and it's been in the news as well, they're told don't even bother capturing them or taking them.
Are you looking for a better checking option? Maybe you're not looking for a bank. Nusenda Credit Union offers everything you need to manage your finances and simplify your life. With convenient services like mobile deposit, Apple Pay, Bill Payer, and over 28,000 ATMs nationwide. And since we're not for profit, we also give you ways to put cash back in your pocket. Now that's a better way to bank. Nusenda Credit Union, better by design.
Illegal aliens. That's one of the things that came out after Trump brought this issue up. Now, whether it's a good thing or not, you know, you can decide, but it certainly goes against the tenor of the law. The idea of having a border is to be able to stop people coming in. And it wouldn't seem to me like the purpose of the border is being fulfilled, because the fact of the matter is that we're not stopping people at the border. We're welcoming them in there. So it's so many people, it's almost impossible to imagine. But, you know, you've heard of some of these schools that have got more Spanish-speaking kids than English, and they're not anywhere near the border. As a matter of fact, you know, the issue is, and this is especially true of Islam, we've got hundreds of thousands of, something like 128,000 Muslims being brought in from the Middle East each year. It's overwhelming the FBI. They can't keep track of all these people. My question to you, and this is also in conjunction with all of the criminal illegals that are being allowed to stay here, are we trying to commit suicide? I'm not saying that as a joke. What is the purpose when we're in the middle of a war on terror, in which experts have agreed that at some point these people are going to bring in a dirty bomb, or they're going to find some way to blow up a lot of explosives in the city? We can't track the ones that are here, let alone the ones that are coming in. Why bring in hundreds of thousands of Muslims every year as part of this 400,000? It's absolutely insane. Let's take a break. Kelly O'Connell, 750. This is AM Las Cruces on 1450 KOBE. 523-1450. We'll be right back. All right, I have a little bit of local news for, or state news. Fight at New Mexico Police Department in Roswell. A woman's new boyfriend is assaulted outside of a New Mexico police station, and it happened all on camera by the old boyfriend. Another one, historians want New Mexico Supreme Court to order death certificate for Billy the Kid. check this out?
A historian is pushing our state's highest court to order a death certificate for Billy the Kid, and his argument is that Billy the Kid died on July 15th, not July 14th. And that is according to the Santa Fe New Mexican. Robert Stahl is petitioning the Supreme Court to order the office of the medical investigator to consider evidence regarding the outlaw's death. Then the medical investigator will determine whether Billy the Kid's death can be certified under state law.
Interesting. I just saw a bio on Billy the Kid. It was pretty good. And city leaders are calling for the removal of the Confederate symbol at Old Town Plaza, I think up in Albuquerque.
All right, the Confederate flag debate is happening all over the country now, including right here in New Mexico. And today, in the heart of Old Town, that controversy continues. Stephanie Claytor was at a news conference there to hear the concerns. Steph?
Danielle, two lawmakers, a city councilor and a church leader, are calling for the removal of Confederate symbols in Old Town Plaza. They say it's a tourist destination and the Confederate plaques have no place there. It's one of Albuquerque's most traveled tourist destinations. But some say it's a shrine to the Confederacy and they want the three Confederate plaques, flag, and Confederate cannons removed.
Albuquerque should not be at the forefront of extending the medium for people to be involved in hate and the continuation of white supremacy.
Well, I'm sure a lot of people who support the Confederate flag would say, like they've been saying, it has nothing to do with hate. But I don't think that the Confederate flag is going to make it as a public symbol. Although it's, I'm sure, going to live on in a lot of people's bedrooms. Anyway, suicide by cobra? Yeah. Texas cops looking at suicide in teens' death by cobra. 18-year-old animal lover dying of a deadly snake bite after intentionally provoking his venomous pet. Grant Thompson discovered on Tuesday in his SUV surrounded by a half dozen of his beloved animals in a parking lot at a Love store in Austin, Texas, and KWTX were told by police that they're looking at it as a suicide. Thompson had a small puncture on his wrist, and he wrote a note, "I'm sorry," as a suicide note, I guess. And then the cobra got out and was found 2 days later run over. So the teen's mother said her son was fascinated by animals, and he had worked at a pet store most of his life in Temple, Texas. He couldn't stand to see anything suffer or hurt, except himself, I guess. Another strange story, NFL mistress murders lover's wife in broad daylight. Former Buffalo Bills star his girlfriend kidnapped. His girlfriend was Lisa Brown. It's Buster Barnett is the tight end for the Buffalo Bills. Lisa Brown took the wife of this former tight end, kidnapped her, drove her down the street at high speed. The police tried to pull him over. She would not let herself be pulled over. But then she did pull out something, a gun, and blasted her rival, killed her, and then killed herself. A very, very bizarre story. what an incredible tale, huh? And that happened down in Georgia. All right. Anyway, nice spending some time with you. We got a lot of stuff that I didn't even get into. Let's get into tomorrow. A little bit on the Iran, a little bit on Islam. Just touch on that a little bit on the immigration thing, because there's so many things that are coming out. But how do you feel about 130,000 Muslims being brought into this country every year? Do you think that is wise policy? And does the president care about this country? Is he trying to make it a better country? I don't know. Doesn't seem like it to me, but that's just my opinion. Have a good day. We'll meet you back in 22 hours. Kelly O'Connell Show, AM Las Cruces, 1450 KOBE. Have a great day. Ciao.
You and your friend. 60.